USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at a bar in Southern California leaves 13 people dead, including the gunman and also a veteran deputy. It happened at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, about 40 minutes from downtown Los Angeles, at about 11:30 p.m. local time. This sheriff's department spokesman says,
"It's a horrific scene in there. There is blood everywhere, and the suspect is part of that."
The gunman also throwing smoke bombs into the club before he started shooting. This young woman who witnessed it says,
"I was like, I need to get shelter. I need to make it out of here. I need to do something."
Calling the timing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation yesterday suspect, Democratic leaders are warning the White House that any bid to get rid of the special counsel Robert Mueller would prompt a constitutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
2 days after midterm elections, 15 races in America still too close to call, including U.S. Senate races in Arizona, Florida, and Mississippi. In the 12 unresolved House races, Democrats are favored to win 9 of them. The White House has banned a CNN journalist after a contentious post-election day news conference held by President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
"I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging."
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference.
Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. And the Ford Motor Company reportedly getting into the scooter business. Axios says Ford has purchased the Spin Scooter Company for $40 million. Stand-up electric scooters have become a billion-dollar business over the past few years. And again, remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.